So we work on our qualities. We need to have a feeling towards others, a positive feeling. Sometimes people do negative things to you, really, really nasty things. And I want to take a moment to address that today. People do nasty things. How should you process that? Number one, protect yourself from that. So you don't need to keep on, you know, being in the company of those who are really causing harm to you. If you can help them and you're a mentor or you're a teacher or you're a person who's trained to help others or you think you can, by all means, keep on interacting and help them and help them to come out of it. That is level one. That is the top of all. If you are and you can, to a degree, now I can. I don't mind interacting with haters. I really don't mind. But there's a point, because we are human beings, it starts affecting us. And it bothers you. And it starts affecting your health. At that juncture, you need to know, together with seeking the protection of Allah from this type of behavior and these type of people, you need to step back. Because a believer is not bitten from the same direction twice. Why should I keep on hearing someone saying, you're stupid? You're stupid. And they look at you. You are stupid. And they keep looking at you and you're stupid. And you just say, tolerating, I'm a good Muslim. You'll start believing that. That's why we're taught not to tell our children such words. Don't ever belittle your kids. They start believing those words. They really start believing those words. So don't say that. Say good things to your kids. Empower them. If you want to correct them by all means, you must. It's your duty, but respectfully. That's what we're taught. So you take a step back, and there comes a time when you can cut a relationship because of how toxic it has become. What they're saying to me, the harm that is reaching me is unbearable. It's affecting my relation with Allah, my mind, my health. I can't sleep at night and so on. But when you go back to Allah, it will help you remedy it, where you start realizing, you know what, that person's not in the equation. It's me and Allah.